Radio MD.
RadioMD.com.
Your trainer, Melanie Cole, is here to motivate and help you perform. It's time now for Train Your Body.
When you go to the doctor's office for your well visit or your physical, does your doctor ask you about your alcohol use? Would you be offended if they did? You know, it could be a way for your doctor to find out more things to keep you healthy. And my guest is Dr. John Higgins, one of our favorite guests here on Train Your Body. He's a sports cardiologist at the UT Health Science Center at Houston and a member of the American College of Sports Medicine. Welcome to the show, Dr. Higgins. Should they be asking about alcohol use, or is that none of their business?
I think they should, Melanie. I think because it's actually a little bit of alcohol we know is good for the cardiovascular system, but too much is bad for the cardiovascular as well as some other systems. So I think it's important to know, you know, and get a gauge on what your patient, where they fit into the spectrum.
So if your doctor asks you, do you be honest? I mean, you know, people fudge a little, especially when it comes to sexual partners and alcohol use. And whether or not it contributes to heart disease, are people going to be likely to be honest about this?
I think there is a little bit of that, Melanie. You're right. You know, when I was in medical school, they used to tell us to, you know, divide what the person said by two, you know, at least to get an accurate assessment. So I think, you know, some people are reasonable about it. They may be drinking too much, and if you ask them about it, they may tell you a number. And then, you know, like, for example, they may tell you, you know, they drink two drinks a day, which actually might be four drinks a day. And then, you know, you can tell them, well, look, you know, you're an adult male, you know, we recommend no more than, you know, one or two drinks a day. Or in the case of a woman, we'll say, you know, no more than one drink a day. But if you're suspicious that they may be drinking heavily, we have this thing, we call it the CAGE questionnaire. And the C stands for, have you ever tried to cut down yourself on your drinking? Has anyone ever got, the A is for annoyed by your drinking? Do you ever feel, G, guilty about your drinking? And have you ever had an E, eye-opener, you know, first thing in the morning or early in the morning had a drink? And so those are for the real heavy drinkers. But I think it's good just to get into a conversation with people about alcohol and to explain to them, you know, the benefits and also the risks of alcohol as physicians. And you know, tell them, you know, look, whatever you're doing, I'd rather know the truth than, you know, you kind of cover it up, because that'll help me to treat you better.
Now, you mentioned the amount of alcohol per, you know, for women and for men, and then you said, and some of the benefits, because, you know, there's been much in the media lately, Dr. Higgins, about, you know, resveratrol and the health benefits and the heart health benefits. And wine, is this, I mean, we're considering it certainly alcohol, but if a woman's only supposed to have one, I mean, I like my two glasses of wine at night. Am I putting myself at a higher risk for heart disease, or am I helping myself?
Well, that's a great question, Melanie. The recommendations right now are for men, you know, two standard drinks per day, and women, you know, one standard drink per day. So, for example, one drink would be 5 ounces of wine, you know, or a small cup of wine, or 12 ounces of beer. Now, or you know, an ounce and a half of liquor or spirits. We do know that they've done studies in different parts of the world where they've looked at the effect of dose of alcohol and also different types of alcohol. And just to let your listeners know that the best one by far was the red wine. It seems like there is something about the red grape as well as the alcohol in the wine combined that gives a really, really beneficial effect on cardiovascular health. So if we were to recommend it to anyone, I would recommend a glass of red wine for women and no more than two glasses of red wine for men at night. Then other wines, like white wines, came in second, and then beer and then heavy alcohol came in third. So it does depend on what you're drinking, because some of the other things that people don't realize, that drinking a beer, for example, or drinking a mixed drink with spirits, with Coke, for example, Coca-Cola, that's also adding quite a lot of carbohydrate and sugar to your diet. And you know, men can get beer guts, and women can put on weight as well from that. So wine is, I think, is a sensible choice in that respect. And you know, they some of the studies looked at total amount per day, and others looked at total amount per week. Melanie, so the studies kind of, some of the numbers we get out of the studies for the recommendations per day are based on, you know, total amounts in the week. However, in saying that, we recommend for women no more than 8 drinks on average per week, and for men no more than 15 drinks per week. And certainly no binge drinking. Binge drinking is, so you can't say, oh, well, I'm not going to drink all week, and then on Saturday, oh, I'm going to, you know, have my 8 drinks.
Catch it all up, right?
Exactly.
Well, okay, yeah. So you are a cardiologist. You're a sports cardiologist. And if people say to you, Dr. Higgins, well, in France, they drink wine for lunch and wine at dinner, and they have a lower risk of heart disease. They have a lower incidence of heart disease, plus they smoke like sieves. But, okay, so what is your response to their wine usage in France, for example, versus ours here, and that heart disease question? You must get this all the time.
Yeah, that's a great question. That, you know, some people refer to as the you know, the French paradox, that they seem to be doing some really bad things, but the red wine paradox is that they drink more wine than a lot of people. So I think it's probably a combination of that they are genetically able to take in and break down the alcohol better than in general. You know, in Europe, for example, Europeans can take in and break down alcohol a lot better genetically than, for example, you know, someone who is Hispanic or is Asian, for that matter. So I think the guidelines that they have from the CDC is trying to be a one-size kind of fits all for all individuals. But you're exactly right. I mean, there have been some studies where they have shown that people drinking more alcohol per day, particularly red wine, than the guidelines, did actually get additional benefits. However, there was definitely a point in most people, and this is where it becomes kind of a more of an individual thing with my, when I'm talking with my patients, that too much of the alcohol will start doing things like interfering with their sleep. It will also make it make them really dehydrated. It'll you know, affect their performance when it comes to sports, etc. And of course, you know, it will start damaging their liver. And so, you know, too much is that is excess is bad. But you know, probably with most people, there is a little bit of plus or minus with respect to how much they can have per day, depending on that person's genetic makeup as well as how long they have been drinking and in what type of fashion they are drinking, you know, whether it be every day versus more, you know, certain days of the week.
So now if doctors are going to ask us, because what we do know also is that alcohol use in women can contribute to breast cancer. But then on the other hand, Dr. Higgins, and we don't have a lot of time, but they say if you increase your folic acid intake, you can counteract the alcohol's effect on breast cancer. So what are we to do? We take the CDC recommendations, we talk to our doctors about our alcohol use, and we follow your CAGE questionnaire. We ask ourselves these questions if we've ever, you know, gotten that eye opener or been caught out or any of these things. Is that what you would recommend for us?
Yes, I think for now, I think the CDC recommendations are very reasonable. You know, one drink per day for women and two for men. And, you know, you can maybe vary it a little bit with amongst yourself. Make sure that if you are having some of effects that you think are from alcohol, talk to your doctor. And, you know, let your doctor know that you do drink alcohol, because it can be very important sometimes if we are going to be prescribing you antibiotics and some other medications, because we sometimes know that those are affected by alcohol. So definitely talk to your doctor and remember the other aspects of a healthy lifestyle, including frequent exercise, eating the right diet, and having appropriate sleep.
Great advice from Dr. John Higgins. Be sure and talk to your doctor. That's what your doctor's for, and good communication will help you have a better, healthy life. This is Melanie Cole. You're listening to Train Your Body right here on Radio MD. Stay well.